Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholino. The 7th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins today and will sit for 2 days. Following a one-day recess on September 3, the session will conclude on September 4. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio will make an obituary reference to the passing of the Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, while NLA Speaker Sheringan Longcomer will pay tribute to former member Nongsang Yapang. We have a report from a correspondent.
On the first day, the House is scheduled to deliberate on significant issues, including the prohibition of satanic worship in Nagaland and unemployment. The Secretary in charge of the NLA will report on the Governor's assent to several bills, which include Nagaland Appropriation No. 1, No. 2 and No. 3 Bills 2025, the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax 10th Amendment Bill 2024, the Nagaland Town and Country Planning 4th Amendment Bill 2025, the Nagaland Work Charge and Casual Employees Regulation 2nd Amendment Bill 2025, the Rules for Administration of Justice and Police in Nagaland 5th Amendment Bill 2025. Chief Minister Rio will also introduce 2 new bills, the Nagaland State Finance Commission Bill 2025 and the Nagaland Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025. Additionally, he will present a copy of the Nagaland Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Rules 2024 as amended by the 2022 rules. Other reports set to be tabled include the Nagaland Khaddi and Village Industries Board Audit Report 2020-21 to 2022-23, the Internal Working Rules of the Committee on Environment and Climate Change, the Internal Working Rules of the Committee on Urban Local Bodies and Nagaland Village Councils in reference to the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023 and the Nagaland Village and Tribal Councils Act 1978 as amended up to 2022. Various committee reports will also be presented during the session. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
PKL Kohima Village under Kohima District has been declared a contaminated zone following the detection of African swine fever in the area. According to an official order issued by the Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, a 1 kilometer radius from the infected premises at PKL has been designated as the infected zone, while a surveillance zone has been established within a 10 kilometer radius, including 9 kilometer beyond the infected zone. To contain the spread of the disease, the restrictions have been enforced until further notice. This includes a ban on the slaughter of pigs, import and export of pigs and piglet, and transportation of pigs and pork. 13 outstanding teachers across Nagaland have been selected to receive the State Level Teachers Award 2025 in recognition of their dedication and exemplary service in the field of education. The recipients include educators from various districts spanning both government and private institutions. A report.
The awardees for the State Level Teachers Award 2025 are K. Nzambeni Lotha of GHSS Dipupar A, Chumukidima, Avil Husokra of PM Sri GHSS Chumukidima, Mary Hung Singh of Mount Mary Higher Secondary School Chumukidima, L. Tulongthong of GHSS Pongro Kifri, Shume Anthony of GMS Leinak Longlin, Roshutho of GPS Mellory Town, Imo Jungla of GHS Sumi Mokokchun, Nafisa Ali of St. Joseph School Mon, John Konyak of GMS Shangsa Mon, Agwamle Poireng of GHSS Perrin, Dr. B.J. Kumar Mishra of GHSS Peg, M. Chibeni Hamtsoy of PM Shri GMS Wakatown A, and M. Samuel Sema of GHSS Sataka Zunheboto. The Department of School Education has extended its congratulations to all the awards. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The State Level Teachers Award is presented annually to honor educators who have made significant contributions to academic excellence and holistic development in school across Nagaland. The award will be presented on September 5 in celebration of Teachers' Day. An orientation program for the 2025 KPC Nagaland Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board, NBOC WWB Media Fellows, was held yesterday at the Kohima Press Club office. This year's selected fellows are Chizuko Vero Kohima, Shungmo B. Noklak, and Yarden Jamir Mokokchun. KPC President Alice Hyosha noted that this marks the 4th addition to the Media Fellowship, which continues to give voice to one of the state's most marginalized sectors. NBOC WWB CEO T. Chubayangar highlighted the fellowship's impact, stating it has helped raise awareness about construction workers' issues and informed improvements in welfare schemes. He also announced plans to publish a book featuring stories from the fellowship. leadership. The 2025 fellows expressed gratitude and committed to using the opportunity to tell stories that matter. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall likely to continue over Nagaland, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. IMD said light or moderate rainfall at many places accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning likely during next 7 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.